Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
Grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we will not be doing that for you. Gentlemen, it's back.
What's back?
Our listeners need to be prepared to have their logic defied.
Yes. I'm pumped.
We need some intro music.
This is like eating food all over again.
Well,
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
We are going back to the ranking system that everyone loves so much.
It does smell pretty bad in here.
The what?
Rank?
Not that rank, Craig.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's episode 42. Is it Taylor Swift time?
Oh, hey, yeah, it's 42. Looking at you. I'm feeling blue. 42.
That song has none of those words.
Oh. I don't. You know what's bad is I don't think I've ever heard that song.
Well, it's time you listen
but
to
I
it.
But I laugh every time you say something
can we
about
it. Put that in the background?
We.
Riley Qualls is probably loving our shows because of.
Probably
Taylor Swift.
So. You may recall that a few episodes ago, we ranked the table service restaurants in each park. Do you remember that, guys? Do you remember doing that?
Fondly.
Yes. You may recall that we got some feedback on some social media outlets that said those ranking systems defied logic. Since we kind of just...
I think she meant defined logic.
Absolutely.
That's what she meant.
Yes.
Wrong word.
Look up logic in a dictionary now and you'll find us. But we went around and chose how we wanted to rank. You know, it's no big deal that Hollywood Brown Derby was the fourth best restaurant at Hollywood Studios or, you know, what's the big deal?
First Spice Row Table was last?
Dead last, yeah. But we...
Critics got to be critics, man.
We are... Craig has something in his coffee this morning. We decided to bring that ranking system back to rank the shows in each Disney World theme park.
Shows in quotations.
Right.
Now, our definition of shows.
Now, we've spent a good while here defining what a show is. So, Craig, why don't you tell us, what is a show as we have decided to... And I don't want to say thank you to Ryan McDonald, one of our listeners. He suggested that at some point we do this.
A show is defined by the Grim Grinning Guys, best I can tell, is a place where you technically sit down and watch a show. So in other words, and it has to be in a park, for the most part indoors. It can't be a street performer or something like that. I mean,
unless we think it should be.
Right. I mean, like fireworks.
We're defining logic.
Yes.
Fireworks would not be indoors, so...
These are shows that happen every day in parks.
Right.
We're including 3D movies. We're including nighttime spectaculars. We're including stage shows. We're including a whole lot of things.
But we do want to remind
you. But not the Dapper Dans.
The Dapper Dans are. At some point in time, we will rank the street performers.
Yes. Philharmonic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we do want to say, again, our lists are probably incomplete, so you add what you think should have been on the list.
You call us
out.
That's
why we want you to comment on social media or iTunes or Podbean. Let us know.
Let us hear it.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it for the guys.
Wait. No.
Give the guys a hand.
My phone was buzzing. I thought it might have been Rock.
Is it the Rock?
It's not.
Oh.
Sorry, guys. He has still not responded.
Rock Watch 2018. Actually, guys, I think we should fast forward to the future.
Do not ever do that again. Hope we destroyed that machine.
In this episode, I believe we're going to rank the shows for Epcot and Hollywood Studios.
That is correct.
And then a show in the future, we're going to rank the shows for Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom.
Right.
And then, Derek, once we've narrowed it down to four, the top four from each park, what will then happen?
Guess who's back?
The
tattoo artist. The tattoo.
No. Yes. Oh, goodness.
And we're gonna get some Michael Phelps training. You kind of look like a Michael Phelps kind of guy.
Sure.
And,
we'll go with that.
What does that have to do with the tattoo?
We're gonna swim around Jungle Cruise. We're gonna have him take all the boats out.
What's he doing?
And we're gonna go swimming around the boats, and we're going to put live crocodiles in there.
First of all, there, we have,
is it a race?
We don't have the pool to even try to get that done.
We're going to be in the Jungle Cruise.
Well, we don't have the pool.
Yeah, we don't know
the pool. Oh, I thought you said I thought you meant the pool.
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 Pool. You know, we don't have the people. We can't make
P-O-L-L.
That happen.
I thought you said P-O-O-L.
I know in your mind.
Sorry, listeners.
We are world famous, but we're not. We're just us.
But what does that have to do with the shows? Is it a race?
It is. We'll have to get...
I've got an idea.
We'll have to get like 13 other people.
Craig has an idea. So when we get down to the top four from each park, what do we do then?
We'll have
But you didn't let me finish.
Okay. Oh, yes, there's more.
But we have to get like 13 other people willing to give their lives to this.
I'm with you. And then after that, they have to eat day-old Chick-fil-A.
And they...
What is the big deal? Neither of you are... Oh, sorry, we've never taken leftovers and popped them in a microwave and eaten them.
I have, but...
I want fresh caught lobster, please.
I have, but I've never given that to my kids.
I'm trying to think if I've ever had leftovers from a fast food restaurant.
Well, I'll tell you what, then. I have been doing it all wrong for many, many years now.
Here we go. All right. Sorry. Matthew, I have another idea.
What's up?
Fine.
All right. My idea is when we get out of the top four, we'll do like a battle royale. Kind of like a playoff system.
That was my original idea.
Like we did.
Why did you say that?
Well, I thought the listeners wanted some excitement.
So like we did with the resorts.
Yes.
We ranked we pitted the resorts against each other. So we're going to get on the top four shows. That'll give us a sweet 16 of shows because 4 times 4 is 16.
Right.
I think.
Yep.
Yes.
And then we will pit them against each other to crown the ultimate show champion. So this is more like a 3 to 4 part show. Could be 17. I don't know.
And we want to remind everybody, getting down to the top four is going to be, as we do usually too, it's going to be serpentine where we go around and we each get to choose. So if someone takes what I may have thought was number one, but you already choose it and put it at number 10.
Well, what park are we starting with?
We are going to start with Epcot. Can you read them off?
E-P-C-O-T. Yeah, so these are what we defined as a show. Again, we're taking out live street performer type things.
Sorry, Jammeters.
Oh, thank
you. Or as Craig calls them, the anarchists.
Jaminotters.
Now, how many shows do we have at Epcot?
Not many.
We have 7.
More than Animal Kingdom.
So most of them will make it to the Battle Royale.
Yeah, 3 will not.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Illuminations, American Adventure, Impressions de France, Reflections of China, Oh Canada, Pixar 3D Film Festival, and Turtle Talk.
Dun, dun, dun.
Ooh.
All right.
So,
Craig, you've got the list. Why don't you start it? What would you rank as the 7th, the dead last place show in Epcot?
All right, guys. I'm going to pick. It's probably going to be one of the countries because you can't sit down. You have to stand the whole time in the pretty long shows. So I'm going to pick, right off the bat, Reflections of China.
Oh.
Number 7.
Any other elaborate? Any need to elaborate?
I mean, it's a,
there?
It's a good show. I mean, it tells the history of China, but again, just you usually go in there for the air conditioning so you can rest, and you can't rest because you can't sit down.
And
you
have
to lean up against a pole.
You have to lean, and then if you try to sit down, they yell at you.
Maybe they should put in revolving seats that just spin you the whole time.
That would be nauseating.
Oh, wait, they put you in a teacup and you control the speed.
There you go.
Ooh,
mommy, I want that one. It goes fast.
Yes. Patent pending. Go ahead, Derek.
Okay.
Number 6.
Number 6, I'm going to go with, it's going against my heart not to pick one specifically, but I'm going to, there's another that I, even though it made our list for snoozing, I'm going to have to go with the Pixar 3D Film Fest.
Ooh.
I tell you what, every time Derek gets that pad, I'm sweating because I don't want him. I got a feeling he just wants to take off things to spite me. All right, number 5, here we go at Epcot. I'm going to go ahead and remove O Canada, much for the same reason you took out Reflections of China, Craig. You do have to stand up the whole time.
Ooh.
I say I haven't seen
it. That is a good film, though.
I haven't seen it since 2012, and I want to go back. you know, somebody put the idea in my head that last summer the three of us were going to go watch all the World Showcase films, and then we didn't watch any of them.
Did we not?
Imagine.
This summer.
Yeah.
I meant this summer.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
I guarantee you we will not see any of them this summer if we go.
We probably won't.
So.
Oh, no, we will, because I'll need somewhere to sleep, probably.
So, okay,
I'm going to see if I can sleep while propping up.
I do like Martin Short.
Of the three films in World Showcase, that's my favorite one.
Oh, Canada? Really?
It is.
Well, there you go.
But I agree that having to stand for the entirety is
that's really the only reason.
Too unreasonable.
So those are the three that aren't going to advance to the Battle Royale, correct? Mm-hmm.
I would have loved to. Never mind.
You would. That's what I'm saying. Derek's going to take, before the day is over, he's going to take some off the list to spite me.
Yes.
Because I didn't approve of his Jungle Cruise alligator swim race idea. Craig, what's number four?
I'm going to go with, I'm going to go ahead and knock out the other one in the world. Impressions de France.
In the world again.
In the World Showcase.
Okay. Bad move, Craig. And once you see it, you'll know why.
But
have you seen it?
But I'm saying I don't think so.
There we go.
Remember.
Defying logic.
I think
once
I
again.
Did though. I think. Anyway,
you probably not. Hey, there's a theater back there to watch a movie, but we're going to go somewhere else.
Yep. Hey, that's number four. So it made it to the cut. So at least it has a chance to come back. So
it has a chance.
That's right. Because I couldn't cut Turtle Talk.
But this.
I mean, I couldn't. But for me personally, I can't put Turtle Talk there because it's a favorite that I remember from my kids being there. American Adventure is one of my favorites. And Illuminations.
Yeah. I get it.
So,
I get it.
It's got to go next.
And these rankings will have some ramifications of who they see later.
That's right. That's going to determine how they're seated.
Right.
So.
And probably also Disney's going to listen to this podcast and probably make some changes at the park.
Absolutely.
I'm sure.
They're probably going to put in teacups in the Circle Vision 360.
They're working on right now.
Yeah.
Okay. This one will irk some, but this show irks me every time I see it. Illuminations.
Oh, wow.
I'm just not a fan.
The nighttime spectacle. You think that is not as good as Turtle Talk?
I don't want to see it ranked any higher.
This is definitely, we're going to get some heat for this.
I'm never going to pass the pad to you because I know what you're going to say.
I tell you what. Well,
I've not done Turtle Talk, and American Adventure is, I've probably not seen an entire show of American Adventure. But I have seen an entire show of Illuminations, and to me, Turtle Talk or American Adventure cannot be worse than that.
Derek is just a hater of Illuminations.
He just
I love Epcot. Epcot at night, World Showcase is probably one of my favorite places to be.
I'd say the thing I like most about Illuminations is it's easy to see.
It is.
I appreciate the fact that it's easy to see Illuminations as opposed to a lot of the other nighttime shows.
I'm looking forward to a renewal of the nighttime show at Epcot.
Yeah. It's probably coming. It's been in the rumor reel for about half a decade now. So. Number two, I don't know how this is ranked this high, but
I think that's probably my fault.
Number two, Turtle Talk with Crush. I haven't seen it in a while. It's great for the kids, and I think once I haven't taken Bruin since he's been old enough to really interact with the fish and sit down front. And I think once I do, you know, you alluded to that, Craig. It's great for the kids, and it's a good respite from the heat. So that's number two. Which means, what is number one, Craig?
Number one would have to be, and probably definitely what I would rank, no matter what anybody else ranked, would be American Adventure.
Your golden wings.
It's probably my favorite over there just because.
I would love to hear this song as a duet between Lee Greenwood and Chuck Norris.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
that. That just says America to me.
I thought you were going to say Matthew Dodson.
That was his third choice.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, so Epcot's taken care of, boys.
I agree. American Adventure is my number one. What about you? What's your number one there, Derek?
I don't know. I'm not really.
He's not a fan.
I enjoy
Illuminations.
So the number one seed coming out of the West bracket, the Epcot bracket, is American Adventure.
I do. Correct. I think that's a good number one.
So, strong number one.
We're done with Epcot.
We're heading over to Hollywood Studios.
See you later, Oak Canada, Reflections of China. And
Pixar
3D Film Festival.
Pixar, yeah.
Sorry. And that's not against anybody. We love Canadians. We love Chinese. I mean, it's.
And we love 3D characters.
We do. So, I mean, that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, the little Southern twang.
We do. We do. Derek, why don't you start us off? Why don't
I get to go first?
Why don't you read the list of the shows that we have at Hollywood Studios?
Okay, we've got Beauty and the Beast, Fantasmic, First Time in Forever, Star Wars Fireworks, Muppets 3D, Indiana Jones, Jedi Training, Little Mermaid, Disney Movie Magic, Disney Junior Live, and Star Wars Galaxy Far, Far Away. And I'm not sure where the comma should be.
Lights, Motor, Action.
That is not on there, Craig.
Oh.
Sorry, Craig.
Number 12 at Hollywood Studios.
Number 11.
So number 11 at Hollywood
number
Studios.
Number 11. I'm going to have to go with one that I'm not even sure. I'm sure there's several in here that I haven't seen, but one I'm pretty sure I haven't seen yet. I'm going to go with Star Wars, A Galaxy Far, Far Away.
Ah, one of the newer editions.
Get out of here.
Craig, have you seen that?
You're not in the final four.
I have not. I don't think so. I don't think I have.
We actually spent a few minutes in December watching this, and it's okay. It's got a lot of good, you can see a lot of Star Wars characters come up on stage, but there's not much of a plot line, and it's in the sun, so you're just kind of standing there with no shade. I don't mind that being last at all. Yep. No. Number 10, I'm going to go here. We're going to make a lot of Star Wars fans mad, but I'm going to put the Star Wars Jedi Training or Trials of the Temple, I think it's called now.
Something.
I'm going to put it at number 10. I've seen it before, and I guess if I had a kid that was in the show, obviously it'd be a lot higher, but as far as watching other kids fight Darth Vader or Kylo Ren, it's just not my cup of tea. Like, if I'm going to go see a show, I want to see, like, performers. So I can do without Trials of the Temple, Star Wars Jedi Training. So that's what I have as number 10.
I've seen that waiting in line at Star Tours. That's the only time I've seen it.
We watched it one day. It's a good, if you're eating at Backlot Express, you can find a table outside and actually watch the show while you eat.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's fun. Better than just staring at a wall.
All right, guys. I guess I'm next at number 9. I want to say Movie Magic because I've never seen it. But I'm going to say, and this may be a very unpopular choice, but I know it's not with Derek, Disney Junior is number 9.
I like it.
Yeah, I agree. Have either of you seen it?
Nope.
I have. I have. Years ago, and it would definitely be number 9 with me.
Yeah. My son would rank it higher, but not me. It's good for little ones.
Yes. Yep. I think for the majority of your crowd going, it's not going to be, though.
Yeah.
All right, Big D.
All right, I'm going to... This music has got me going.
Oh, no.
And it's got to go.
No!
Indiana Jones.
No!
Out of here.
He just did that for spite.
Out of here,
surely
Indiana
Derek,
Jones.
Surely Derek wouldn't do something.
Out of spite. Breaks my heart right there.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Is it?
That's in Star Wars, isn't it?
Yes.
They always say that.
Is it just because the show is old?
It's not just old. It's pretty bad.
I do get upset because every time they pick somebody out of the crowd, they always get hurt. You know, you'd think that...
I know.
That they would learn.
But they live.
Yeah, they're fine. But,
live and learn.
Every time they pick them out of the crowd, they always get hurt, get kicked, and everything else.
I've seen it at least 3 times, and I've not enjoyed it
I can hear the hate mail pouring in into our inbox.
It won't be open much longer, I don't think.
You don't think so?
Well, I'm hoping not.
Please send all hate mail in care of Derek Newsom.
I believe you can contact him at 1-800-DEREK-DEREK-DEREK-DEREK.
I hate everything Disney.
Moe's had about 20 packs of cichlids.
Number 7.
What's your high?
Number 7, I am going to pick Voyage of the Little Mermaid. It is old.
Oh.
It is outdated. It is a little bit too... I wish it was a few minutes longer.
Yes.
I do enjoy it. But again, I just think it's starting to show its age. I'd love to see, there were rumors a few years ago they were going to put something new in there, maybe related to Tangled, but that never happened.
I think even if they kept it Little Mermaid and just updated some of the technology
would
be great.
But I mean, it's fun. It's a fun little diversion. Good way to get out of the heat. So that's number 7.
Number 6, again, guys, this defies logic because I haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Disney Movie Magic.
Yes. This is one we were going to try to see last summer, and of course we didn't.
I have
kind of like those World Showcase films.
Could you guys explain to me what that is?
They just have snippets from lots of different films. Is it kind of like, it says projection.
It's a projection show.
Okay. I got you.
Roman's Chinese Theater facade.
Yeah.
I look forward to seeing it one day.
I probably would put that there anyway.
I hear it's very good.
Ooh, so this next one will be the last one not into the final four for this group.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, so who do I want not to get in? Okay.
You've already shown your age discrimination against Indiana Jones.
I'm an ageist.
You are.
I'm a terriblest. Because that was terrible. Oh. I think I'm going to have to go with Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, wow.
Man, Derek is just ruthless.
That's like what I think. That's what I think of when I think of Hollywood Studios shows.
You need to get your brain checked.
I don't always see it, but it's like, because it's been there so long, I guess, it's what comes to mind.
I would watch any of those other four over.
Beauty and the Beast live on stage is gone. Well, that leaves us with four, and for me, I'm going to put number four, for the first time in forever, Frozen Sing-Along. And I'm kind of upset that this is making it. I know it's good.
You're upset that it's made it this far?
I am. I wouldn't want it to advance, but
I've seen this several times. I enjoy it every time.
I haven't seen it in the new theater.
It's more adult oriented than I thought it would be.
Right. Well, so. it's a big hit with the families. So that's number four.
If you can tolerate all the little kids singing the Frozen songs.
I guess so.
And there's snow in there.
I guess I would have put Beauty and the Beast ahead of it just because I like Beauty and the Beast, the movie, better.
Did you know it snowed in there?
Yes, I've been there.
But you haven't seen it in the new theater?
Not in the new theater.
Okay.
I need to go.
Look at Tony Finau.
Craig, number three.
Number three, I am going to choose, even though it is one of my favorites, Muppet 3D, because everybody loves the fireworks. So one and two is going to be popular with the fireworks. So, I am going to say Muppets 3D, even though it is a popular show, it's getting kind of old, too. Time to revamp it a little bit, but it's still a popular one. It's still funny, and no matter how many times they can't find Bunny, it's still funny.
Muppet Vision 3D.
Bunny.
I believe that's the last thing that Jim Henson worked on, correct? One of the final things that Jim Henson worked on was that 3D film, which is probably one of the reasons why they're keeping it around.
That could be.
They've pretty much given the Muppets an entire section of Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
With that, it's the center of it. So
yes.
It must be pretty high.
And it's still pretty popular.
I think guests enjoy it.
Yep. All right, Derek, down to two.
So Derek gets to determine what's not in the final four and what's not number one.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, number two is, I kind of wish this hadn't made it either.
We're down to just two nighttime spectaculars.
Yes.
Yep.
I enjoy Star Wars, but I think The Last Jedi may have soured my mood.
Definitely soured me.
Towards Star Wars. So I'm going to have to go with the Star Wars. What's it called?
Galactic Spectacular.
Yeah, whatever.
It's number two.
It's number two, but...
You sound so excited about it.
Oh.
I haven't seen the whole show. The part I did see was really good. I remember a couple years.
It's projection and fireworks show. So
a couple years ago, they had Symphony in the Stars. It was before this show, and they didn't have projections,
right?
But they had the Star Wars music and fireworks. I really enjoyed that. But number one, and this is what I would have picked as number one, Fantasmic. I don't have much of a choice, but that's what I would. That's what I'm going to pick. I'm proud to say that Fantasmic's number one. Fantasmic has everything. It's got fireworks. It's got characters. It's got great music. It's got a villain. It's got water. It's got projection. It's got fire. It's got stunts. It's 25 minutes long. It's a long show.
It's got a bag over a princess.
A bag over a princess?
Yeah, they used to. I don't know if they still do. They used to put a bag on Ariel's head. Because she couldn't move from the fire and sparks and stuff. So they had to put a bag on her head to keep it from catching fire.
I don't remember that.
It's on YouTube.
Huh. Well, I love Fantasmic.
The things you learn.
Yeah. It's number one, rightfully so.
It's on YouTube. It's got to be real.
It's got to be. Craig, why don't you run back down, starting back at 12. Were they ranked?
I'm going to start at 11 since there's only 11 shows.
Yeah.
And we'll start with number 11, Star Wars Galaxy Far, Far Away. Number 10, Jedi Training. Number 9, Disney Junior Live. Number 8, Indiana Jones. Number 7, The Little Mermaid. Number 6, Disney Movie Magic. Number 5, Beauty and the Beast. Number 4, First Time in Forever. Number 3, Muppets 3D. Number 2, Star Wars Fireworks. And number 1, Fantasmic.
Woo-woo.
So your top 4 from Hollywood Studios and Epcot. Epcot top 4 would be number 1, American Adventure, Turtle Talk, Illuminations, and Impressions de France.
Turtle Talk.
Which?
And then Hollywood Studios, we're going Fantasmic.
Turtle Talk is number 2.
Star Wars, Fireworks, Muppets 3D, and First Time in Forever.
Only on this show will you find Turtle Talk ranked ahead of Illuminations. What's wrong with us?
Okay. I don't think it's just me.
Huh?
Sorry, it's me.
That's
true.
Yeah. Hey, it's okay.
I don't apologize.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, gentlemen.
Wow.
We have ranked the shows in both Epcot and Hollywood Studios. And in the very near future, we will rank the shows in Animal Kingdom and Magic Kingdom.
Which Animal Kingdom is very light, but yeah. Magic Kingdom is porous.
Porous? Like it has a lot of pores?
Saturated there with we go. Shows.
Well, if you agree or disagree with us, please feel free to let us know.
Oh, there'll be some disagreeing.
Agree to disagree, man.
Please let us know. Please direct all your disagreement toward Derek. But, guys, until we rank the next two parks, you know what it's time for.
Grinning. Greatness.
You're supposed to do it the other way.
So I know, but you did it.
We've come a long way, Craig.
We have.
Derek went from not knowing what this was called for a dozen episodes and to...
He changed his
was
voice.
Was it only a dozen?
It was a lot. It was a lot. Craig, I believe it's your turn to ask the Grim Grinning Greatness question of the day.
My Grim Grinning Greatness question of the day is, what is... Because this ranking will not necessarily tell what our favorite is.
Certainly not.
But what is your one favorite must-do show... Every time you go.
At any park?
At any park. Anywhere. Anywhere that you have to do every time you go. I would have to say that probably a must-do for us every time we go would be Lion King.
Festival of Lion King?
Yes, Festival of Lion King. We do that every time we go. We don't miss it. And there's lots of others that we do as well, but that's probably one that jumps out at me of all of them. That it's just a good show. It's indoors. It is air conditioned. You know, for the summer months, it is cooler. But just it's a great show. The acrobats, the singers are always fantastic. My books, it's probably again we do always do American Adventure. We always do, but a show which I'm thinking about live actors mm-hmm. doing. That's one that I probably would always we always go see. All right, Derek, what is your favorite of all the shows?
Can it be? Used to be?
Let me also say...
Mr. Nostalgia?
Who Can Do Review is also my favorite show, but we don't do that every time.
It's a little too expensive.
It's not in the park.
And it's not in the park. I said anywhere. Hey, this is my good. I can say wherever I want to.
So anywhere.
Anywhere.
Okay.
So, Derek?
At least somebody listens to Craig.
I know.
Honestly, there's only ever been one.
Okay.
And do tell.
It was Wishes.
Oh, that's right. You're still dealing with that.
It's gone, Derek.
And it's gone, and now there's not one. I really don't have one anymore.
So
you
it's not
to,
a, there's
you
not
have
a
to
go
answer
to,
something.
There's not a go-to, have-to every time?
Nope. Nothing.
Thank you, Disney.
It was, honestly, it was Wishes, and now it's, I have a hole in my heart, honestly.
Can we have a moment of silence for Wishes?
Yes.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay.
So, you said Festival of Lion King. Derek said Wishes, which you can't do anymore. I'm going to say, it's not that we do see it on every trip. If it was up to me, we would.
Uh-huh.
Mine is the American Adventure. I love the American Adventure.
I do too.
For our family, it'd probably be Fill Our Magic. I love a good show.
Good show's hard to beat. Did any of you ever see...
Especially if it was called Wishes.
Did any of you ever see the Acrobats, the... Downtown Disney and Disney.
Oh,
Springs.
La Nuba?
Yes.
I did not see La Nuba.
I've seen them in Nashville.
Oh, okay.
But not at Disney Springs.
I never got a chance to see that.
It's gone too.
Yep.
Well, I think that just about does it. We hope you've enjoyed our defying of logic ranking system here.
And tune in for a future episode of the rest of the story.
That's
right. Thank you, Ryan McDonald, for this again.
That's right. Probably next Monday, as a matter of fact, we'll finish up the other two parks, and then we'll move on to the Battle Royale.
With the tattoo artist and all that.
Yes.
Oh, I hope not.
Disney is going to have, it's going to be haircuts and tattoo.
With that being said, we thank you, the listener, for tuning in spite of all of our nonsensical charm. And as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join a jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Dick.
I'm Krah.
What?
You said Matt, so we're all short our names. D?
I always say Matt.
Oh, do you? I thought you said Matthew.
Where have you been for 42 episodes?
Sorry, okay.
Good grief.